Dean Bulldog Richie is on the line. We speak to him every Sunday. He has some news too, breaking news, about what's happening with this judiciary for the NRL. G'day, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray. I heard that talk back, that email rather, a few moments ago.
Yep.
You know, the judiciary chairman was away. That's not quite correct. Jeff Bellew is the chairman. He is in town. However, the NRL council, a gentleman called Peter McGrath, some time ago, told the NRL that he would be away this week overseas. So at the moment, they don't have an NRL council. They are looking around to try to find a replacement for Peter McGrath. It looks as if they have located someone for Tuesday, but not yet anyone for Monday. If the Melbourne Storm do want to pursue it and say, look, we'd have it on Monday, that would be our preference. So just a bit up in the air at the moment. Certainly the NRL is working through it. But at the moment, no details quite nailed down as to who will be their counsel and what day the judiciary hearing will be held.
See, is that unfair on the Melbourne Storm and particularly Billy Slade and their preparation, Dino?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you would imagine, Ray, that they would like to do it. Choice A would be
absolutely
on Monday.
Yeah.
Get it done, clear it up one way or the other so we could all move forward.
Correct. Yeah.
For the week. So at the moment, the NRL is working behind the scenes to try and locate someone for Monday so the hearing can be done early in the week as possible.
You would think that
surely
is
they have.
And sure. But who it is, that's going to be a key. You know, like the individual that is selected. Dino, what's your thoughts on it? What do you think about the Billy Slater incident?
Oh, Jimmy, look, the rules are there in place. But look, I've seen some still frames which show Billy Slater's right arm is around the torso. Look, whether it's a nanosecond frame, and that's always difficult to tell, but there is certainly some portion of Slater's arm around Becky's chest area. So I think that they will use that in their defence. They're also going to say Nick Gabar will defend him. He's been around the judiciary for a while now. That he was bracing for impact, and really, Billy had no choice but to make an unconventional tackle at such speed, and his left shoulder did have to go up in the air. So they'll use that as their defence. They may also play on the emotional state of the moment where Billy Slater's his final game. And look, to the letter of the law, he should probably get a week, but I just get the feeling if they present a decent case, maybe play on a bit of emotion, show a bit of evidence that Slater's arm did in fact go around him, albeit temporarily, they just might be able to get him off.
Dino, well, quick one. I know you've covered a lot of these over many, many years. What's your gut feel then?
I think you'll get off, Ray.
Wow. Okay.
That's a gut feel, though, Ray.
Fair enough.
I don't know what evidence exactly they're going to put forward.
It's interesting how it's polarised opinion. Our talk back this morning, Dino, it's 50-50. Some people think he should be rubbed out, let the law, black and white. Others say it wasn't technically a shoulder charge, he should be let off. It's really polarising opinion, isn't it?
Yeah, look, a lot of those people, Ray, will be, have agendas. For example, they might hate the Melbourne Storm, they might hate Billy, he might have scored 3 tries against their team one day. So there's a variety of reasons why people dislike the situations. But I think we all would like Billy Slater there, just as we'd all like Cooper Cronk there. You want your best players in your best game. Just on Cronk, guys, I was told reliably that he was sent for scans immediately last night. Generally, they will wait for the injury just to calm a little bit and they would go for scans the next morning. But such was their concern that he was sent immediately from the dressing room straight to get his scans last night. So certainly the Roosters are obviously deeply concerned, but they've already started his bid to recover in time for this game.
It's going around on Facebook now that there's a comparison with a Wonga Blake shoulder charge to save a try against the Warriors earlier this year. It wasn't charged and wasn't deemed to be illegal. But you got to wonder about, as you say, vested interests coming from those people who are...
Just debate is interesting.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jake Friend, any issue?
I do, Jimmy, but I think it will be grade one. That would mean a base penalty of 75 points. He doesn't have any carryover, so I think that they would possibly charge him, announce it this morning. He would obviously plead guilty and be free to play in the grand final. Just an interesting stat, too. In the last 21 years, the Roosters and or Melbourne have contested 15 grand finals. It's quite extraordinary, the dominance that these two teams have had. Yet this is the first time they'll actually play each other. So going right back to the late 90s, they've just totally dominated competition, these two great clubs.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's incredible, isn't it? Just, we've got an SMS coming in here. Hi, boys. Any chance Cameron Smith could expand his resume and step in as the NRL prosecutor? That's from the Nambucca Rooster. No, working for the wrong side there. So that wouldn't work. Now, you mentioned that dominance. The best defensive side up against the second best defensive side. Are we happy, all things being considered, that the two best teams are into the grand final in 2018?
Yeah, I think so, Jimmy. I mean, if you really want to break it down, as you claim, they were the two best sides. Other sides came and went. South Sydney was certainly right up there all year. But I think behind these the two best sides. I guess I was a little disappointed in South's attack last night. They didn't sort of have a lot of variety or a lot of angles. And the Roosters' defence really just cleaned them up quite comfortably over the 80 minutes. But look, it's going to be a great grand final. It'll be interesting to see who Sydney cheers for. Traditionally, we would always go against the Victorian club. But, you know, as we know, guys, the Roosters are a club that polarises opinions for a variety of reasons.
What?
So already on social media, there's a lot of people in Sydney saying they're going to go for Melbourne. So it will be quite interesting to see how the week unfolds support-wise in Sydney.
Yeah, weirdos. Dean.
You can't say that about people.
Sorry, did I say that out loud?
You did.
Michael Maguire name is now firming at the Manly Seagulls. Is that right?
Yeah. No, I wrote a piece during the week, Jimmy. As I understand it, he's drawn level, if that's the right word, with John Cartwright as the dual favourite for the job. I'm just curious to know legally how far Manly can pursue any coach at the moment. I mean, legally, are they allowed to approach a coach and make an offer, given technically Trent Barrett is still the head coach until July? The situation hasn't been resolved just yet. But I'm hearing that Maguire has possibly even put his nose in front of John Cartwright. But he would come with a fairly hefty price tag, Michael Maguire, rightly so. He's a premiership-winning coach. But given Manly doesn't have a lot of money, Jimmy, I'd be surprised if they wanted to shell out around $800,000 a year for him. But look, if that's what it takes to succeed and that's what it takes to spend the joint out, start again, I guess, you know, that's what it's going to take, a lot of money.
I reckon it would take less than that, Michael Maguire, to get back into coaching. And if you made the semi-finals bonus, if you made the top four bonus, if you made the grand final bonus, et cetera, Hey, Dino, we've got to fly. Any other news around?
Yeah, Isaac Luke, guys. It was about a week ago. Done deal at Newcastle. Looks like now it is off.
Wow.
A little concerned about his knee. A little concerned about his age. He wanted 2 years. The Knights were looking at one with an option. So the Isaac Luke deal at Newcastle, which we thought was just about signed, sealed and delivered, now appears as though it is off. So he remains uncontracted for next year.
Fantastic. Dino, appreciate that, mate. We'll look forward to having you on the program for our big grand final show next week.
Yeah, can't wait. Have a great day, guys.